Akpodis. Okay. None of us know get any of us, but Akpodis means to, if somebody does something unpleasant to you, not to be able to let go. Akpodis is a nice, powerful word. It's hard to believe, but Pashas and Samitsis, Lysis A. Dorais, says, Lo Tito. Lo Tikom, Lo Tito. Lo Tikom means don't take revenge. Don't positively take revenge. If he didn't give you something, don't say, you didn't give something, I'll give it back to you. Lo Tito means don't hold it in your heart. Even if somebody did something evil to you, can't take it to your heart, to deal with it, tell me you did something evil to me, please, I want you to ask for forgiveness, or if you stole something, go to Bezdin. It's one issue of how I'm trying to help him rectify himself, and another is how he takes it. And to harbor those hard feelings is an issue. But let's see what he has to say before we get into the technicalities of it, Mrs. Leibis. Anochiut, being selfish, anger, and looking for covet are all midos rois. Selfish, anger, search of recognition and covet are midos rois. On the other hand, chesed, which is instead of being involved in himself, thinking about the other person, sablonis is the opposite of kas. Anger comes from the fact that I feel I have to have it my way and now. And if it doesn't happen, then we have to make everybody aware of the fact that they're misbehaving. Whereas sablonis means I'm able to hold the fact that this person is not cooperating. Not something I feel I have to react to. Because here is B'chod HaBriyas, which is the opposite of searching Kovin. Because a person who's constantly searching Kovin, the way he relates to everybody is a potential Kovin giver to me. He doesn't have room in his heart to say, maybe there's a potential person for me to give him Kovin. So that's the opposite of those three. The opposite of being selfish is chesed, opposite of anger, sablonis, opposite of running after Kovin is being concerned with Kovin of others. And we found the first remedy is Rois, and the second remedy is Toivis. He says, the concept of Hakpodah, when somebody does not treat me the way I would like, I harbor those bad feelings, I feel an anger towards that person. People assume this is not me the Rois, it's something you do. Somebody's not nice to you, you remember it till the time comes. Seems to be that it's a natural reaction. If someone's not nice to you, you have to be makdish. Says the Gemara in Tainis. Sholo Talmidus Rav Avad Bar Avad, Amen or after Yom. Rav Avad Bar Avad, what caused you a long life? I never was makdish. I never got angry or held hard feelings towards family members. Does not mean that he lives in a household that happened to be everybody was perfect. They did everything exactly what they wanted. There were situations which there was a lack of cooperation, maybe even lack of cover towards him by his family members. But he never took it to his heart. That caused him arichas yom. I think that could even a doctor could tell you that. If you want to have a long life, take on. Omer Rava, another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Well, Amar Ami Dais and Avir Menachol Tshov, Shenem and Dais and Olin, Vajim HaPesha. Person who is slighted by somebody else and just lets it go, Hashem frees him from all his sins. Midnight to Oyvan, page Rish Lamachet. Oyvan Pesha, Rashi Mavi Tosu, She'edim a taktik limdun midah, from Mitzah and Oyse. He doesn't feel that he has to give a measure back to those who cause him sorrow. My Neil Midos of Oylaklo, he just lets it pass by. Moy Shem, Mavim Ala Mitzvah, and Mavim Ala Oyklin, my Neil of Oylaklo, Mavim Nosu just passed by. The events happen, that person misbehaves, okay. Feel bad for him. Let's go on. Come on. Shabbos says, only Adam Anderson feels like Ali Captain Kishama. He always be an Anderson. A humble person doesn't take things to heart. He doesn't have expectations. That father really comes from expectation that the natural thing is that everybody does things the way I want and they behave to me the way I want. And if they don't, then I have to hold something against them. Because they are not behaving towards me the way they should. That is wrong. Even though Hakpodah, he says, is within the category of anger, but there's a difference between the two. Anger is loss of control. Suddenly this normal person starts screaming and shouting, getting red in the face. That's when the volcano exploded. There's another thing, and it's something good about the exploding of the volcano. All that pressure building up, something gets let out. So whoever survives the volcano, then things become peaceful afterwards, because there's no more pressure left. Everything just, whatever damage can be done has been done of it. And usually the other way around, after it had an explosion, feels bad about it. But the Hakpad is worse in that point. It's a volcano that did not get exploded. And the pressure, it's like a pressure cooker, you get more and more and more pressure, and it's just a matter of time for the atom bomb to explode. Here. Shemuda hated the lay, who led the Kalali and cares for boots. You have a person smiling in this, but deep inside he's walking around his whole life. The people like this, the whole life, they're walking around. You just can't let go of the bad feelings towards people that they feel they're not treating the way they want. It eats up his heart, and the Mela, eventually, it's reasonable to assume that it'll turn to full fledged haters, sin and mamish, which could cause terrible behavior. What are the natural reactions of a person who's mocking on somebody else? He doesn't speak. The Mishnah said, a soinet is supposed to be a dying for such a person. They were angry at one another and didn't speak to him for 3 days. There's a person that has some self-respect, has the ability to control his outbursts of anger. But that bother, that is harder work, much harder. That it shouldn't leave any scars in your heart. So this is what we're talking about. Not to harbor hate, anger, whatever you want to call it, ill feelings to somebody else, because he did not behave. Like we said, it's also what he said, say. We'll leave, put that aside. Rabbi Yashu was quoted by one of his Talmidim after he saw somebody getting all upset about the whole situation. He said, this person is very unfortunate. A person goes through many things in life. Nothing should go into his heart. Go up to his heart. The only thing that goes into our heart is Avodah Zarah. Fill up your heart, feel it, tell it. That's where everything else should go into the heart. Let it pass. Okay, let's start the first verse as an introduction. A person that does not pay attention to himself may not even notice that he has faded. Because like we said, the mistake people have is a natural thing that you're entitled to have, harbor ill feelings about people, retain ill feelings of people that did not behave to you the way they should. The person doesn't pay attention to it, he won't even know all these different types of pages that are floating around and so on. If a person starts paying attention to it, then he'll start realizing, oh, that guy walked by, that guy, writes down a piece of paper. You remember something negative about that guy. Well, what's wrong with the guy? Nice guy. Yeah. If you start paying good attention, it could be that tens of times per day you're coming up and dealing with different kapedas. Kamavam is probably the most natural setting of kapeda is within the family itself. To wife, like to husband, why you do this, why you do that. Yeah. String together all the previous events towards children. If you pay attention to it, you will notice that there are all kinds of things that are really sitting on your heart and causing you this kibbeda. So number one is, if you want to work on this concept of kibbeda, change your mind frame, that it's not a natural reaction that one has to have when somebody did not behave him the way he wants. Stage number one is make yourself more aware of where you are standing. Take a few minutes for a few days and try to think of as any interaction with somebody that aroused the feeling of kibbeda in your heart. You seem to feel that the lack of being attuned to our kibbeda is so bad that if you're going to try to do it, it'll take a while until you even start different kibbedas you have different people. It may take maybe more than a week. And like we're saying, a kibbeda doesn't have to be to the point that the volcano erupts. It has to be to the point that you realize when you interact with this person or you think about this person, it causes some feeling of negativity because of his behavior.
How do you differentiate somebody who has a legitimate aware of somebody who hurts somebody who's mazik? How do you differentiate when it's a personal kapeda or you have to be careful?
What? Give me an example of a legitimate kapeda. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
If somebody stole money.
Stole money from you. It's like this. The guy stole money from me. I have two options. If I can go to Bezdin and get the money out of him, or I can make some time established to get him to admit that he stole the money. That's legitimate. It has nothing to do with the way I relate to the person. I don't have to walk around the whole day being frustrated that guy. Kapeda is the way a person feels inside. It's nothing to do with what you're talking about. To know that the person is not Beseda, I'm a Tatano is not Beseda. If he's a danger to people, then El Khadam. I should stay away from, I can warn people to stay away from. But this is a feeling a person has within. A feeling of bitterness towards a person, that's a Kapeda. And that, in the meantime, there's no connection between the two. If a person stole something, he embarrassed me. Who says that makes it legitimate for me to have ill feelings towards him? Or feel that I just like he doesn't care about me, I don't care about him. If he's happy, it's a different story about Kaiser, about hate and everything else. Talking about a Jew, which is not Muslim, maybe does affairs here and there, and he did some affairs towards me. What heter do I have? Well, forget about heter. I'm taking it stronger. But he's saying, the natural feeling of a person is, if he was not nice to me, that I'm entitled to feel, pay the towards him, feel bitter towards him. And we're going to learn that it's wrong. It's a terrible mistake. I should feel bad for him that he has bad meters, or that he's a gallant. If I can help him because he's a Jew, I'll help him. But it's not something I'm taking personal front. If you want to know, are you taking it personal, or you just do not like evil people? Find out if he did it to somebody else, and it disturbs you exactly the same amount it disturbs you when he did it to you. If there's no difference between the two, then you're in pretty good shape. But generally speaking, you feel bad that the person doing embarrassing another person, so he's a bad guy, but if he embarrassed you, then a bully. That's a sign of failure. So, he gives examples of little things. You ask somebody and he didn't have patience to answer you, or made some type of sharp comments about you. You have a place you sit in the shul and you show up and somebody's sitting over there. Oh, what kind of little things? The guy knocks on the table, a little dabbling, he can't have any kavana. Ah, what kind of little things? All these type of things that feeling conveyed, and it affects you. It affects the way you relate to the person. It's not the way it should be. He says, why should we even bother making this soul searching? Make myself more sensitive to the different capacities that I have. Life will be much simpler, just leave things as is. Anyway, I don't cap it on the spot. So, it's alright. So he says, yeah, but that there's a difference between if somebody is causing damage or discomfort, to tell him to stop it or find a way to get him to stop it, that we're entitled to do, we should do. Nothing is, in my heart, I feel I'm very upset. The bottom line, he says, is if you want what they call a Ghanaian, should show you. Life is good the way it is. Why deal with it? But if you want, if all kind of things are causing you these capacities, which is detrimental to your relationship with Hashem, it's detrimental to your quality of life. That is, it's worth putting in time, recognizing them so that you can remove them. So that's a quick quote to Rambam. It's a problem. It says that sometimes it looks like a person has a good meter, but it's real just coming from totally disconnected with himself. Like a guy doesn't want to go to work. So he says, I'm Smechot Helka. I have to go to work. It's not Smechot Helka. He's lazy. Smechot Helka means he works hard and he's not a millionaire. He's happy with what he has. But to use it, but it can be a meter to cover up a meter raw. That's not right. He says also, sometimes a person has a lack of sensitivity, he doesn't feel it, doesn't mean because he's a tzaddik, he doesn't feel it. Sometimes it can mean because he's just not in tune to his, he's not sensitive to feel his. So that's stage number one. Try to pay attention to the more little things that disturb you in your interpersonal relationships. Especially when you have this thought, oh, he's doing it again, she's doing it again. That means you remember the previous time, so. Just to give us a little bit more understanding of the shayrish of kapedus, and without Shani gives us a very good definition. The shayrish of a kapeid on somebody else comes from perception that I am right and he is wrong. Right? There's a guy driving down the highway, and everybody on the highway is driving the wrong way, and he's upset at all of these crazy people that are driving the wrong direction, and he's really angry at them, endangering him. So somebody Hank said and showed him the sign that he's going the wrong direction, everyone's going the right direction. That's what life is. The default of a person is to assume I'm doing it right and he's doing it wrong. And very often, Lamed faces come up because I'm doing something wrong. And if you go to start paying attention a little more to your kapedes, you'll maybe find ways of removing them by seeing that they're not even based on the right assessment of the situation. Sometimes, not that I'm wrong, I'm just not done with house food. Somebody once, in a certain minion, he prepared a seat for me. And I came out and there was daven over there even. We did a chloidi. And somebody else sat in that place. And I came in. So I didn't, it made no difference to me. It's anyway not no kabur for me. But the person set it up, the chloidi, he was so upset at this guy. I could have a chutzpah to sit in the place of the rough. I was thinking, so what do you want for the poor guy? Why should you assume that the face of the rough? That's an extreme example of it, but a lot of these things is like that. Like we said before, somebody's sitting in my place, so it's become a lack of sensitivity, or because, whatever, for some reason, he had a good reason to assume that there's 100 seats open, so why should this punk be the one that's good? Kamuvan, especially, the most famous, very often with people most closest to us, this example between husband and wife, and the dream is born, and a lot of the times, we are responsible for that kapeda, or at least partly responsible for it. So why put the whole kapeda on another person and not think that maybe I'm partially responsible for it? Very often people have a taina saying to wife, what did I do so bad? Why did my back blow up so much? Why can't we down the type of the chavskos? You don't know what your wife's going through. She's an old person. She's blowing up. Maybe you're not sensitive enough to her. You're doing things. Maybe it is 100 times you did that little thing and now she finally blew up. There's nothing wrong with her. Or at least, there's no reason to be upset at her. To think maybe I should be more sensitive by myself. Which, by the way, is not a good hirah for interactions with people, especially if they're close to us. Then whenever somebody close to us gets upset at us, even if we feel it's not justified, even feel it was based on a mistake in assessing things, but there's something there. We cannot let it pass by and say, they're totally wrong. I'm totally right, they're totally wrong. If then we get to the, I'm totally right, they're totally wrong, we're in big trouble. Because it's not true. If I'd be totally right, this wouldn't happen. And if even I'm 10% wrong, that's something for me to work on. Let me, instead of directing my heart feelings to the other person, direct to myself that as much as it hurts me, it hurts the other side, and let me see what I can do to prevent this from happening in the future. So this needs, like we said, a lot of hisbaitiness, because very often our reactions are so natural that we don't even realize that we're doing it. And the frat that we feel that we're entitled to it, because the other person is really not behaving the way we should. There's nothing wrong with me. Why should I fix it if it's not broken? My skill is trying to tell us that don't be sure it's not broken. Maybe something is broken. It's broken to the point that you don't have a sensitivity to feel there's something, from one of us done, somebody has some type of muscle that his nerve endings don't work. He can put in his finger and fire, he doesn't feel it. So very often the fact that we get used to a certain way of reacting towards things desensitizes ourselves. And therefore, yeah, I don't feel anything unusual happen. That's the way I react to that. I'm not overly suffering from it. But mice, I'm not reacting properly. The fact that there's something remaining in my heart against that person is something improper. Like we said, the starting point is to analyze the situation. I feel this person is not reacting properly towards me. Maybe it's not 100% his fault. Maybe I have a part of it. Maybe there's other things that are disturbing him. I just happen to walk by one. You know, a goal in life is never to take anything personally.